Blog Talk Radio.
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
I had some fun mixing that up. Got my new computer up, guys. You're listening to Soulstream. And I'm making some new things happen in Studio B. I tend to record my show intros there. It's I turn everything off in the it's actually where I spend most of my time. I sleep in there, but in the corner I've got my Studio B set up, and it does voiceover real well. And I got a new Windows 7 box. Yes, I've entered the modern age. I have Windows 7, and I got that all set up. I'm dedicating my older XP system to a very good cause. It's going to somebody who is in dire need of that for her show, so we're making that happen. And by the way, if some of you have been dialed in here, are aware, I have a special new setup here. We're testing video here in studio, and we're in Studio A, and it's soulstream.dyndns.org. We'll get you to a picture of our mind lamp, which currently the picture is a very beautiful blue color, and the device is changing colors. We're going to actually be testing this out kind of as a group exercise. So it's not a live feed. I found that the bandwidth requirements were a little excessive for me, and it would interrupt the audio stream, and I think you guys like hearing the show. Oh God, it just turned a wonderful blue color again. Here we go. But what I've opted to do is just take these little snapshots, and then you're actually getting straight to our the studio. When you get to the website, you're actually coming right through and coming in and actually, you know, hitting on my box. It's right here in front of me. So you guys are actually part of the you're part of the studio when you do that. You actually come on in and knock on my door. So anyway, hey, we've got, let's see, oh my God, it's a busy night tonight for an ad hoc show. It's good to see all of you. I see you out there, guest 13620. You do need to log in. I am rather touchy on my boot button, and I am watching you. Let's see, yeah, I've been, people are getting, I'm getting a reputation as fast on the draw with that. But, you know, I have these problem people who come in, and I don't view it as an adversarial thing. Ooh, it just turned a yellow color. Here, let me do that. And you guys refresh, you'll see the yellow. Anyway, I got this little thing going on. We got these little troll people, and they're so much fun. They're kind of cute. You know, you can collect them, and they come in different shapes, colors, and sizes, you know, and then, you know, you can have them silvered and put them up on the wall as trophies. So, anyway, let's see. We have Bob H., Kathy's Distant Echoes. She's my other queen of boot, and she keeps an eye on things, so nothing gets by the two of us. Let's see, curious listener just got done listening to her great show. Didn't know she had a show going. I just ran into that and went, hey, that's cool. I know her. So she had Ed on with all his really neat way of doing EVP and very complimentary. He doesn't live too far from me, and I'm going to get into contact with him and see if he can come out and do a show with me, and we can combine our different methods together in studio here in Studio A. So we'll see about setting that up for October-ish time frame, see if you can get out here. Let's see. We have Dan Adams. Dan was co-pilot and navigator today, one of the first in. Whoa, we got the wind. Oh, excuse me just a minute, guys. Let me turn this fan. I forgot to turn it off. These things happen when you're messing with new things. Hang on.
All right.
I was blowing my papers everywhere in studio. Here, there we go. A little bit better. All right. So anyway, let's see. Who else did we have? We had Dara 3. That guest 13650. If I get to the end of this and you're still there, you are Gonski. Let's see. We've got Jeannie Marie. Hello. She found the show. And Jeannie, everybody say something. Say a little prayer for Jeannie. She's needing a lift up. And things have been going a little weird for her. So we are all sending positive energy to Jeannie. So we love you, my dear. Marcy W. is here. Hello, Marcy. I've seen you around. We've got Nancy Mum, my dear, dear friend out there in the Bay Area of these United States. She is out there, and she is a very neat lady. I like her. She represents one of the smiling people in my life. She likes to smile a lot, and I see her out on Facebook, and she's always commenting. So I look forward to seeing what she's got to say every day. Let's see. We've got Quinny. Quinny Pooh. I see you. I love you. And she's been interesting lately. She's got a lot of interesting things to say. I got to listen to her shows. I have not been out there to listen to her stuff, and I got to see what she's up to. She's a heck of a good medium. She talks to dead people like me. Let's see. We got Tim Zuhl. He's going to be on soon. I think I don't have my calendar in front of me, but we've got that man coming on, and he is good at what he does, and he's done the video thing real well. I could learn a thing or two from this guy. He knows his stuff, and he makes the EM pods. I'm the guy that got him turned on to starting to doing the EM pods for paranormal work. Truth Beyond Reality. I think I've heard of you guys before. Good to see you here. I think it's the first time. And Zeta Girl is here. I've never seen you either, but the two of you, welcome aboard. Welcome to Soulstream. Anyway, chat room is Quinny is building me a rocket. Well, since I'm in that business, I'd love to see how that works. How Quinny will do. If she puts unleaded in, I'm not going to put a lot of faith that it'll get very far. But we use some stuff that's a little more powerful. anyway, looks like we got a few callers. I do see you out there, 315-619 and 951. The two of you do not have your hand up. Of course, Blog Talk changed everything around, and now it's a little caution sign, which is absolutely ridiculous. Please put that page. John Sweet, I know you listen occasionally. John, buddy, get me a hand. Don't put the caution sign up. That's stupid. I'm sorry. It just is dumb. I don't like this thing. I want my hand back. Anyway, let's see. So we got a boy, the chat room is full. You know what? It feels good when I can just pull an ad hoc show together like this. This is not our normal night. But I figured we'd just get on and do some readings and play around with this game of trying to get this this particular device that I'm running, which you out there, if you guys go check, it's the it's my mind lamp that I got here recently, and I'm posting the link out there. It's triple the rented lips. Let's try this again. Okay. http://soulstream.dyndns.org. It's a special pipeline to get right here into studio. You guys are actually getting to my web server, my own personal web server. It's a very simple page. It just has a picture of the mind lamp here in studio. And it's not going to be the permanent way we do this, guys. This is going to be mainly a thing that we do just during show, and then I'll turn the site off. And anyway, I'm going to boot these guests here because they've had plenty of time to log in. So we kind of know that some of them are probably from Texas, maybe. I kind of know where they all come from. Anyway, let me see what we got going on here. We have, I'm going to pick a color. I'm going to pull executive privilege here on our lamp here. And I'm going to see if you guys can get this thing to go yellow. No, I'll tell you what. Let's go purple. Very high spiritual color, high vibrational energy. So if all of you in the next 5 minutes can actually concentrate, you know, in your own mind, just visualize the color purple, we're going to see if we can get this thing to actually go purple on us. And if it does, I will say so and snap a shot of that. We'll go on to do other things. You know, I'll do some readings here, and we'll go forward. But what I am going to do is just keep an eye on this. But let's visualize the color purple hitting this thing, and then we'll see if we can get some kind of correlation between our focusing on a color to this. Now, the other thing we'll be doing in coming days as we get more experience with this, and I've got the video going like it is now, what we'll do is we'll actually take the chat room, split it in two, and we'll have you guys in a tug of war. One of you will get a half of you will get a color, like the top half of the chat room will get yellow, and the other half will get blue. And you guys get to have a tug of war, and we'll see how strong you are psychically against each other in a fun game. We'll do that. All right, I'll tell you what. Enough talk. Let's see, 9:41. We've got what do we got? An hour 18 left. I'll do readings in between, and then we'll play some psychic games. I've got some psychometry planned. I've got a few objects here in front of me. We'll test you guys out, see what you're capable of doing. It did. Now, I will say this. The lamp did briefly, and it does this. It's kind of an interesting thing. It will suddenly just start going kind of down to a kind of a purple color or a like a tan color, and it's just doing it now. It's going down, and then it kind of fluctuates. So just keep Quinny's going, I want to be on Kathy's team. Well, I don't know how we do it any other way other than I just split it roughly in half. But if you guys, we may even try it where we just say you pick one or the other, and then you just go against. So we might even go, we'll be democratic. We'll try that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pick up the, I think I had the 315 caller out there first. Thought I saw the 315. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just go in order because there's a 412 out there. But I didn't have a chance to write down the order, so I'm sorry, guys, if I get this out of order. All right, so we'll take 412, then 315, and then the other two do not have their hands up yet. So we'll take 412. We'll ask you just to state your name and where you're from, and here you go. You're live. You're on SoulStream. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi. I'm Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a very American place.
Yep.
What can we do for you, my dear?
This is a question about a relationship.
Oh, boy, a psychic reading. Yeah, and I was actually not clear about this. So, yes, we can do psychic stuff tonight. We do some shows. We do mediumship only. We talk to dead people only. But tonight I'll do psychic readings. Let's go ahead and do that. So,
okay.
Relationship. What? Give me the details.
I was just wondering if this was going to be like a long-term relationship or, you know, where it was going.
I get the words off again, on again, keep coming to me. Have you guys been together before and then not? Has it been something that's kind of gone, come and gone a little bit?
Yeah, and it's both of us. I'll do it, he'll do it.
Okay.
So as I get mad, I'll pull off for like a week.
Oh, no. God, you poor lady. You've got a good heart, too. I think he's getting serious with you. I just, ooh, boy. As a matter of fact, the mind lamp just turned a deep red. And if you, some of those of you who want to refresh, it's not, the webcam's not doing this justice, but it is an absolutely deep red as soon as I said that, which is passion. So I'm looking, I would say that he's got some really deep feelings for you. There's a lot of, I don't know how else to say this, but there's a lot of physical attraction there. You know, you guys are really, when you're clicking, it's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, the thing that he needs some, I think he needs a little sensitivity training. Yeah, that would be good. He tends to.
So
do
I, though.
Yeah, he can kind of be a little bit. Well, you know, but he's kind of a galoot. You know, I know that's an old-fashioned word, but he's kind of just a galoot. He walks. He's sort of in his own world, and sometimes he doesn't see what he does. So the sense I get of him is that he's got a few things to learn, but his heart's in the right place, and I think that's the important thing. Have you two, I mean, at this point, are you two kind of on a kind of a, I wouldn't say split up, but you're kind of in a weird place right now? Would that be the right word?
Yeah, we are. I don't know. Like, he basically told me, like, yeah, you know, he just told me what I was to him. Like, he never asked me. I mean, I never experienced something like that. I don't know, but like you said, there
is
a lot of.
Is it in a good way?
Yeah.
He's definitely got this on his mind. I think the big thing with the two of you is just to be honest with each other. Even when it's going to be, you know, when you're doing, when you're having the rough times, you know, that's when the relationship really isn't working, is if you two can just tell each other stuff and you're not holding it. There's not a lot of misinterpretation. You know, give each other permission to be, you know, wrong. Really try to listen. You know, if it is getting bad, say, hey, I need a time out just to go process and I'll be back. But, you know, give me a little time to go process this and figure this out. And then I'll be back to talk to you. Cause I, you know, if I say stuff now, it's going to be bad. So we need to think. So I think if you guys give yourself that kind of permission to kind of, hey, if it's getting way out of kilter, just say, hey, let's go off and, you know, take a break and we'll come back at it when we are a little more thoughtful. You know, about things. And I think that will really help. So, but other than that, but I really get a good feeling with you two. So, and it just turned deep purple, just like a mirror. In fact, I'll take the shot. So here it is, guys. Reload and you'll see purple. So very high spiritual color is purple. So I tend to think that, my dear, you've got passion and spirit here. You are going to do fine. So,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank
All right.
You.
Hey. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. That was nice. Nice to see that. I'm starting to see that we can incorporate this thing into the readings here. Oh, my God. I've got two guests out there just sitting there begging to be kicked out. And we have just done that. Bye. Love you guys, but sorry, you know, we just send them packing. Anyway, we have three other callers. Oh, no, two other callers. The 315 caller, I'm going to bring you in. I've always wanted to do the Art Bell thing west of the Rockies and east of the Rockies, but we can't do that. Anyway, 315, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Say it again.
No. John.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. How's it going?
Oh, you know, they keep paying me to show up, and I keep doing stuff. You know, it's kind of weird.
This is Tim Zuhl.
Tim, dude.
Hi.
What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. I'm going to be on the show September 4th, I think you said.
Yeah,
but,
that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just had a couple concerns before that I wanted to, you know, see what you thought of.
Okay.
And the restaurant I'm working at right now is closing down, and I'm just thinking if you have any things on your mind that you can help me relax and see if I might be able to find something else after they close down at the end of the month.
Are you already looking at this point? I mean,
I've been looking. I saw a few. I went to a couple places, and they didn't really wasn't really what I was looking for. It was like a sample trial day to see if I liked it, and they were pretty not what I expected. And I'm still looking, but it's pretty rare up in these parts in upstate New York.
Oh boy. With this economy, the way it's going right now, I'll be honest. I mean, you're going to be really having to go for anything you can get. That's the sense I get right now. Sometimes when we do things that are, when things are kind of out of our control and we're just projecting for, we project for what we need. Sometimes it's not what we want, what we need right then. And sometimes you have to... I won't say settle, but sometimes it's just to get from A to B. Sometimes you got to do like a stepping stone kind of a thing. And that's kind of the feeling I get with this. What I do feel is you can use this as a springboard. Don't see it as a negative. Look at it as, okay, this gets me from A to B. Next step after that is whatever, the right thing for me is to do. How attached are you to the place you're living now? I mean, is it pretty... You call that home. You want to stay there, right?
Yeah, I've been there for 5 years. The owner just needed to move on to focus on his other business, and then the city's taken it over, and then the guy from the hotel has bought it from the city to tear it down for a parking lot for his hotel. So it's going to be demolished in a couple of months, and we're all going to be gone. But that was a concern for all of us. But like you said, I was going to take, something that I had to do. What you got to do, you got to do. And then, but that sample day, it was just, not what I expected. And with the economy, like you said, it's just it's pretty rare. You still there? John? I can't hear anything.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, I think we're reconnected. I lost my feed. And we have a yellow color here on the mood lights, as I call it. So I think I still have Tim out there.
Yeah, John, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry, my occasionally Skype will do this. Ever since Microsoft took up messing with Skype, Uncle Bill has made my life hell doing these shows. So,
yeah.
Anyway, where were we at? We were talking about your unemployment, and I was asking a question. This whole thing with you possibly working for the gentleman that in the other business that he's concentrating on, did that ever get to be something that, get considered?
Not really. He had a lumber company, and I believe he sold that. So we're not sure what his plans are after this place is ending.
Well, If I had to say, I mean, you would be doing a temporary thing, and this thing just turned absolutely dark orange. Now, that's just interesting. I've not seen that one. Let me take a shot of this. Yeah, so there it goes. It went orange. The thing I get with you is just bridging to get to the place you go next, and I feel like there's some sort of electronics that you're working with. I don't know. I don't understand what I mean. The feel I get is electronics, and there's a shot at you know that you have at getting into something you like doing because you do love that. I mean,
yeah.
You build your own electronics. I just get the feeling that you've got a this is kind of a kick in the pants to get you going that direction, going to something you really like doing. Hands-on building things. You may want to look at some of the industries around there that may be doing electronics type work, especially you know any kind of scratch builds all the way up to doing just regular repair type work. But there's just something there that I feel like you've got something that you'd be doing with electronical type equipment. So. I just think that whatever you take in the meantime will get you through it, but then cast your net out on that. Yeah. And I would say you're looking out into December or January timeframe. You know, I mean, this is going to be a little bit. So hang in there. You've been at it 5 years. I mean, you were at that restaurant for that amount of time?
Yeah.
I'd say you'll have some benefits and stuff coming. So, you know, you've got some things to help get you through it. The big thing to do right now is be very flexible. And in this economy, I think what's going to happen is Congress, let's just say this, Congress and all these state governments and the president and all these guys, they're getting an abject dose of reality handed to them after this, especially after the last 2 weeks of craziness in the stock market and the total strangeness in the world money supply and all that. But it doesn't mean that people will quit working. You know, it just means right now what's happening is everything's readjusting. And so just hang in there. That's the biggest thing you can do right now. So just do, you know, you'll be fine, but be adaptable and take whatever work comes your way at this point. You know, it's only a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hang in there. That's the key. And don't give up. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm 52, and as much as they'd like to say that age discrimination does not happen, even in California, we have this little thing of when people turn a certain age, they start to be treated like they're sod-doddering old dodos, and they're not. And I'm writing books, I'm setting up income streams for my retirement, and I'm actively pushing on all the businesses I can get going. So that when that illustrious moment with the big R word does happen to me, retirement, I will be, you know, merrily working away and, you know, just doing my thing. So, you know, just start thinking on those edges because, I mean, I've seen you do this amazing stuff with electronics. You went off and just started building these pods. And what I liked about the way you do things is you really fabricate. You do the engineering. Now, this thing just turned dark red, which is passion. So I'll reload. There it is. So that just went up on the website. But, yeah, you've got the passion for this. So that's a pretty good indicator that you you do like doing that, and that's really a passion for you. So that's the key. I mean, I really think that – I think this building thing of yours is something you can really do and excel at. You might really make a business out of building paranormal devices for people and charge a decent price for it too. Don't feel like your work is substandard. Build the thing to the best of your ability and then charge a really good price for it and walk away with, you know, I mean, I paid $40 for a pod, you know, to my first one and then I built them after. And you and I both know how that, you know, if you really know what you're doing, you can build them for a song, but you can make a hell of a good profit on it. So there's nothing
right.
wrong with profit. Your hard work means something. So you
yeah.
can do that. Yeah.
Well, let's see, I forgot how long ago, but several months back, after, you know, you showed me a couple, schematics on the ePods, I sold a lot on online of different devices, and there was quite a good profit in it, and I stopped for a little while, and then a few other people were selling some things, and I just haven't gotten back online and and started selling them. But like you said, there was, I made a pretty good profit on them.
The auctions
kept going up and up and up.
You could do the auctions. To really establish yourself, you could come in and undercut them by it's like I paid $40, but I was really wanting to see the device, you know, a properly engineered device. So I was willing to pay the money to see an engineered device working and then compare my model against it. And they were both identical. When I got done with my device, I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty simple. But they did epoxy on it and they did all this really fine engineering. And so, you know, I saw in the chat room, they were saying that, oh, you know, that's pricey. Well, you know, when somebody's putting engineering into this thing and they're really busting their butt on it, so it'll last and you could drop it, you know, off a two-story house and it still runs. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for good engineering. And, you know, and that's what these guys did. They took a PVC pipe fitting and then did machining to get the lamp cover on and had the electronics embedded, and it was really a quality job. So it was worth every penny. Now, the stuff, you know, we're building will probably be a little less than that. But you're still getting a good quality piece, and you know, with the proper, you know, packing the electronics and making sure it's shockproof, you could charge $25 and walk away still with money in your jeans. So, yeah, absolutely. But I just feel like you've got that skill to do that, you know. And if you've sold it already, just get in there and start doing it as a side thing. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to occupy all your time, but you can do plenty, you know, to kind of bring in stuff, and then that's all deductible at the end of the year, your materials and costs and the gas you used and all that. Just keep good records, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Alrighty. So.
All right, dude. Well, we'll be ready for you on the 4th. You know, you've got probably a bunch of EVPs and movies and things and stuff like that. So I'll be getting in touch with you to get all that together and a bio for you, and then we'll bring you on and feature you, my friend.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, talk with you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Bye bye.
See you later. He's really a good guy. He knows his stuff. I've been impressed with his fabrication abilities. I mean, if you get a chance, go out there and look at Tim's site on Facebook. And I think he does have some of those devices posted out there in his galleries and stuff out there. So definitely check that out. And I'll tell you what, if I build my stuff, but I would buy something from him because of what I've seen. So I'm putting in a good plug for him. Let's see. We've got a 951 caller. I'm going to go ahead and bring 951. No, wait a minute. That one, I think, oh, yes, they are on. Never mind, I am confused. Okay, 951, you are on Soulstream. What's your name and where are you from? Hello? Eric Enterprise, come in, 951. Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Going quadruple. We're going to give them a real good chance here. Going, all right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll wait and see if you come back. We'll come back to you here in a bit. Tell you what, let's see. It was interesting to see that on the webcam for Soulstream. As soon as people talk about what really makes a difference to them, that thing turns these amazing colors. Now, just as I'm saying that, this is kind of turning a purpley color, and then it just came right back. I don't know if I'm going to boot 951. I'm just going to put them on hold. If they're calling in, maybe they stepped out to go to the bathroom or something. These things happen. I got to be totally, you know, we got to be nice. Nancy's going, boot them, boot them. Yes, kind of like Captain Kirk. This is Soulstream. We've got John Amanda on the Enterprise. Anyway, sorry guys, I'm just being nuts. Let's see, we got 55 minutes left. We're going to do a little bit of, since I don't have the other callers, 315, 619, and 217. You do not have your hands up. So you're on hold, and I do see you out there, and I have a new one, 770. none of you are putting your hand up to show that you want to be on, so I don't know if I should pick up. So if you hit 1 on your keypad, you will become visible to me as having your little cautions. That one dropped off. So I don't see you guys doing anything, so I'm not going to pick up until I see that. So we'll go ahead and go there. And Nancy is, I got to talk about Nancy, Mom. Nancy is very, very dedicated to using frying pans on men's heads. And I just want you to know that she's a very dangerous woman. And the Bay Area is well known for these women that walk around with frying pans. It's just an awesome thing to behold. So anyway, I have a thing. So, I just want you to know she's keeping an eye out there on the guest thing for me because she's a very dangerous woman. So anyway, I'll be hearing about this later. But we have 217 area code waiting for us, and the hand came up. So when I finally asked for that, it works. So here we go. 217, you are on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John.
Hi, who is this man?
This is Judith and Anastasia.
Yeah, God.
Raj, we've got mediums in the house. We've got them everywhere. Raj, all nominal here. We're going in. What kind of stuff are you ladies doing tonight?
Well, we haven't meditated on this for sure, so we're asking you, what is causing your life to change color?
The purple feeling, John.
Oh, I'll tell you what this is I've gotten into, number one, I'm not married, so I have money. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. But
that's right.
I have some money, but I can buy stuff. But, I live below my means, and I don't spend money on lots of things I don't need, except I have this budget for the studio for devices for these kinds of purposes. So what I have is I have a random event generator. Now, this just turned absolutely, oh, my God, I just took a shot. Go ahead and reload, guys. Absolutely dark blue. I mean, this thing is stunning. And high spiritual color. So the minute you guys call in, I get this. I mean, this is insane. And it's sitting here holding. It's just beautiful. What it is these devices have computers in them that are called random event generators, and they're a very special computer because most computers have what's called a pseudo-random number generator, which means there's a piece of software that tries to be random, but it truly isn't. It actually, with a little bit of – and it's holding this dark, dark blue color. This is beautiful. I mean, if you guys look at my webcam, you'll see it. But what it means is that the pseudo-random numbers can be kind of computed. If you know certain variables, you can predict what it's going to do. This is using something called a tunnel diode, and it has what's called a truly random electrical noise pattern that cannot be predicted. It's absolutely unpredictable. It's a function of nature, the way the electronics is doing its thing, and there's a quantum mechanical mode in this that's all part of it, the electron tunneling. So there's no predicting it. It's there's no way to say when it's going to flip from ones to zeros, and that's what this is. It's a big electronic coin flipper, and that's all it does. And so what happens is, based on the time, the amounts of ones and zeros we get, and over time, it starts assigning probabilities of different colors based on that. And so what, I mean, it's a big, long explanation just to say we know how to assign different colors to what the various numbers of values we get over time is. And so it does this amazing stuff, and it's amazing. I mean, when I first got it, I would say, okay, go purple, and it would go purple. And I could actually connect to it, and then I would say, okay, let's try red, and it would go red. And it's a common effect where you have the beginner able to actually connect a device and then, have it do things. Now it's not so much like that. I come in and I've kind of got a relationship with it now. It's kind of weird. I feel like I've got this inanimate object I'm having a friendship with. But it is really interesting. I'll talk to it and I'll say, okay, when you're ready, turn this. And it just decides when it's going to do that. And it's a fascinating device. And what I've noticed is on the last several shows, that it does react to people, especially when, now here we go again, now it's going kind of a nice light purple and then back to white. But, I mean, it is. It just seems to react to the mood of groups. So that's why we're experimenting with having groups throw energy. I'm going to ask you guys, we did the purple. Let's go for red right now. Let's go for passion. Reach way down inside your, you know, for the whole audience, reach way down inside and just say red. Really reach down and feel like something that you're passionate about, and we'll see if we can get a red color coming up. But anyway, yeah, that's what this is, guys. Yeah, absolutely. Still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, that's all it is. I have one more of them, which you've seen some of the. I have another random event generator that's actually more of a computer. It's hooked up to our broadcast computer, and when I'm not on air, I'm actually running special analysis code that goes back and we're actually doing scientific work with in the studio that's going back to Siluron, who makes these. And Siluron is part of the Princeton, it's a Princeton laboratory called PEAR, P-E-A-R, and they actually closed in 2007, but the people that created the PEAR laboratory, it was a research lab for studying these random event generator systems. They went in to form a kind of an advisory board to start a company called Siluron, which I've bought their devices. And it turns out, I mean, these things are amazing because the REG1 model that I have, these were basically analogs of these were in use at the time, like the 9/11 attacks. 4 hours prior to the actual attacks, they call them eggs, random event generators, or eggs. You know, it's kind of a cute term, but all the eggs that were in their network began reacting in unison, and it seems to pick up something in the unconscious with human beings, especially when a major world event is about to happen. And what happens is it, instead of being colors like what we have on this more entertaining device that I have that I'm showing you guys, these are much more numerically based. They're doing real statistical work. And what happened was before the attacks, these devices were reacting way, way out out of the bounds of probability. They were signifying something very negative was about to happen, mm-hmm. and sure enough, it did. And all the evidence in the post-analysis since then is vindicated this. It says, hey, this was a real effect. And from then on, I mean, it's really accelerated. People are becoming more aware that this is a very useful tool for predicting and basically being aware that something big is about to happen in the world. So I'm sure governments are aware of this and use these things. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I see this guy. I'm sorry. There's a guy out there that's trying to connect me with a video off my page, and I'm not going to say it. I don't want that. I'm not going to connect video. So sorry, Kevin, but we can't do that. Anyway, go ahead, ladies.
So what do you call this generator?
It's called a random event generator. The company is called Siluron. Siluron. And you can Google that, and you'll see these things. Now, it just turned an absolutely beautiful oops, I got to move this. Here we go. It just turned absolutely green. We don't have red yet, but we're getting close, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys are – I think you guys aren't working hard enough here.
Yeah.
We'll see. If we got to get red, guys. Come on, get red.
I'm so interested in hearing what you're saying that we're not concentrating. But how much did
you get? Well, they can be a little pricey. I mean, I've got about $400 into the whole setup with both devices. It was about $190 something for the light that I have, another $200 or so for the first one I got, which was the REG1 model. It is a yeah, they're really useful. Oh, it just turned absolutely purple.
Well,
shoot it again. Here we go.
It sounds like that you can pick up the vibration of the voice that you say that you're even speaking to, separate from your own.
I would believe that. I believe that there's something to this that you actually can connect to it, and because I mean thought energy is. is able to, you know, transmute, you know, the universe. There's no, we have no way of knowing what the speed of thought is, because I do think that it's a quantum mechanical thing. This is wholly unscientific too, what I'm saying. I mean, critics could rip me apart in a second, but I'm just going on my gut feel. I really think that thought energy is based off the soul and not so much the mind, not a chemical equation. So I really think that when you deal with these kinds of these things, that you're really connecting to everything that binds us together. And this device with its truly random energy is maybe not so random. Maybe it, the feel is that it connects right to what makes us up as a soul. And so we can connect to that device and actually change it, or even use it as a conduit, saying to the spirit world, you change that and use it as a means to send us a message. Because look at what we can do with EVP. I mean, EVP is very easy for these spirits to come in and make change. It just turned absolutely deep orange.
It's getting
okay. Yeah, we're getting there. You guys are doing good now. I mean, it is orange, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I just put it out there.
It seems like that it has a mind of its own.
Because
it can decide or not decide to pick up on your intuitiveness and your intent.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, I'll be really focused on something here, like if I'm recording some audio in studio. And then what ends up happening is it also I'll look up and it's and I've been really in a real creative mood, and I'll look up and it's absolutely purple, you know. Or if I'm looking at something that I'm looking at some of the messages that are going on, and I've got maybe a little conflict going on or something, and I don't think about it. I look up and it's red, you know. So it seems to reflect your mood.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really excited about is bringing it in studio to work with you guys on this, and be able to do these experiments where we as a team do this, because everything I've read from Siluron, and I'm talking with them about trying to get their CEO to come on the show. And I really want to get him in, because he's got a lot of great stuff to say. So we'll try to get him on one of the Sunday shows in maybe a November timeframe. So I'm working on that. But, everything I've read is that as a group, we can influence this. So, and I'm kind of, the big thing to do is keep it in a playful mood, have fun with it, light teasing. We'll play back and forth. We'll do, these games and then see what we get. And see where it goes. Because I really feel like once we get the group kind of energy together and focusing on it, I think we can make some things happen with it. And I'm just so thrilled to have the first capability with video here in studio, so we can actually share that, so you can see the results of your work, you know.
If you can have, if you can ask it to show you a certain color and it does, or do the things you're talking about, then you can also ask it a question to answer yes or no according to a certain color. So you could ask it a question about something you want to know about, or an event that's supposed to happen, something, and it could answer with a specific color.
Yeah, that's what that's kind of the, just in the very informal, and I mean, we're only on the second or third show with this where we really, I got it just last week. What I've noticed without a lot of experience yet has been the tendency for it to, when we do have people and we're talking to them and their emotions really come through, true heartfelt deep emotion that comes through and you can feel it off of them, and suddenly the device just reacts, and it reacts in a way that, and it with a color that's appropriate to the emotion being displayed. So I find that interesting. I think there's a connection there. I think over time it would be interesting to see, as we it develops further, how good are we going to get with it, And it's a risk. I mean, I don't know that it's going to work out, but it was worth it, because it gets you guys thinking, and it gets you guys looking at alternative ways of working with spirit and doing different experiments on your own. Because, I mean, these devices are relatively inexpensive. You can find them out there and do it yourself. You know, matter of fact, I mean, Siloran even has an online page. I can't remember right now what the URL is, but they have a page where you can actually have one of the REGs answer a question for you, and they'll dedicate time for your question, and then it will do its thing. Now, it just turned an absolutely deep orange again. I'm going to go ahead and snap that. And I think that has to do with intellectual energy, actually. Anyway.
You had a question. John, I was just wondering, like, if you asked it, would Mom meet someone this year? And if it was true, then it might turn that red passionate color.
Yeah, I lost the first part of what you said, that if your mom
was
what?
I was like, if you asked a question to it, like Mom was talking about, if you asked if she would meet someone this year, and then it might turn this red passionate color as a meaning of yes.
Yeah, if your mother was going to meet someone this year? Okay, well, let's see. Is Judith going to meet someone this year? And we'll just kind of now it just fluctuated. Absolutely. It went away from, I'll snap it right now. As soon as I asked that, it turned white. And it fluctuated briefly, and now it just turned white. So you guys can see that out in the chat. And I'm waiting for it to come back. So right now I'm going to just say white is going to be no. Blue will be yes. Let's just make it up. I'm just going based on my instincts here. Blue, yes. So is Judith going to meet someone this year? Let me take a shot. It turns something between blue and white, and that tells me that it's kind of, if I had to just trust my instincts on this, and it's doing it again. I'm going to just keep taking the shots here. It turned a sort of a cyan color, which I'm thinking that means you're going to meet somebody, but I don't think it's going to be right off the bat a relationship. So now it's turning, it turned purple and then went back. So it seems to have these moments where I'll think of something and then it'll just sort of like, I'll turn enough for you to know that I'm answering. Yeah, it.
This way, then, if I just say barely meet the person this year, will next year I have met the person that I might be interested in marrying?
You're asking. I'll say this again. You're asking if you have met right now the person that you might be interested in marrying.
If by next year I will have met the person. That.
Okay, we'll ask it that, and it just turned absolutely red. Yeah, take a look, guys. Proof's in the pudding. Reload the page, and you'll see it. So it turned. It's sitting here absolutely red. Okay, it just now lightened up. So there you go. I mean, absolutely right off the bat, it's working. I mean, that's an interesting thing. I just love this, you know. So yes, that it's a red color, and that would be. And I was trying to apply an arbitrary system, but it seems to be following chakra type colors. Mm-hmm. Red for passion. Red can also be anger, but I don't think you're going to have that. I think it's a passionate thing. Get ready for a good fling there, Judith. Have a great time.
Now, John, I want to know for sure, how do you spell the name of the company? It's P-S.
Are you in the chat there? Because I can just pop
the on in. The phone.
Okay, it's www.psyleron.com, I think it is.
Okay.
And if I click that now, I'm going to grab that. Yes, www.psyleron.com. And they have, it's a really great page. They have all their products. They're even going to do a keychain REG unit, which I think is interesting. You can ask questions of it. Well, so you can be out on your date with your guy and have your
event
generator and be looking at it going, what's going to happen?
Like, in other words,
the battery's dead. No. I've got my portable
set. I've got to have one of these things.
They are the neatest thing. I've really been impressed with it. Very well made. Now, it just turned an absolutely orange color. I'm just going to reload here. So there it went. It's just sitting here absolutely orange. So that I'm associating with intellectual thought and, deep thought about things. I don't know why, but that just seems to be the color that whenever I'm getting into it or somebody I'm talking with, and we're talking, and it turns that color, usually we're on some very deep intellectual plane. We're talking back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so it just seems to reflect that. And they Siluron on the REG model that I'm using is interesting, too, because they have games that go with the computer one, where you can play different games, and you can have it do these things like you can have it go high and go low. So you can try to focus on the unit going positive or negative, and literally watch it do this. It's got this interactive screen that lets you watch the effect of what you're doing. Turned an absolute red here, grabbed it, and reload the page. So there it is, guys. It's red, absolutely deep red. You ought to get one. I think you'd find it interesting, and we could actually do experiments together, which would be interesting.
That would be great.
It's still red.
So somehow or another, this mechanism is created in such a way that it draws a frequency from around it into it and is able to relate that back in the form of colors.
Yeah. It is a electronic coin flipper tied to a quantum device that is truly random, meaning that it cannot be induced by anything other than chaos itself. And what we find in researching chaos science, for example, is that chaos appears to be that, but it really has a deep hidden order within it. And that seems to tie into the fact that we as members of the, we are the observers. You know, without us to observe this, is it really there? Is it really happening? Maybe. But, we ascribe meaning to this. And when we do that, when we ascribe meaning to things, we start structuring the universe around us. And so I really do think that's how we're doing this connection to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to tie more to the subconscious than to the conscious mind, which we would love to be able to do that. You know, it would be awesome if I could just snap my fingers and say, turn blue, and it would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find is, my experience is what they said it would typically be. You know, okay, you'll have beginner's luck for a few days, and then it'll just start doing whatever it wants. And it seems to be that it ties its actions to what we're really deeply feeling at the moment, and then shows us these things and reflects that to us. Now it's again, once again, turned a deep orange color. It just
now
keeps going back.
Have you asked it pertinent questions yourself, like a yes and no question?
What's that?
Well, I mean, like, have you addressed certain colors to yes and no and then asked it pertinent questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's things I've played around with it. I've said things like, what's the day going to be like today? And it will go red. And lately, there's been lots more reds because the world has been so weird lately. And what I've noticed, too, is when I see it, if I'm not paying attention to it, and let's say I'm not having a lot of emotional, stuff going on, and yet it's turning red out of the blue, I tend to go over and look at what's happening in the news. And sometimes it's interesting because just as that happens, there's some big crazy event like the stock market going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem to have a sensitivity to what the rest of the human race is doing. And, it's like a collective emotion that it's picking up on. And it's just neat. I mean, I think it's a very valid tool. It's very subjective. I mean, if you talk to a regular scientist, they're going to look at you and go, "You're crazy." But, there's something here, and I think over time we will learn what these things really can do, and science will be much more forgiving about it.
Why do they say you're going to have fun with it at first and then it'll stop working?
Basically, it seems to be like the old effect of beginner's luck with gambling, for example. People that go in, never gambled, walk in, and they clean out, they take the house down. Because they don't have that, there's no expectations. It's just, they just connect to it and see what happens. And boom, it just does. Then when you begin getting expectations, because that's a function of the higher order thought of the mind, it begins interfering with that whole process of the connection you have. You begin trying to override it. You're not letting it happen. And so I find when I do, what I have found is this, in the limited time I've had it, when I do meditation, I seem to connect to it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because that seems to override that function of my higher mind. So, I mean, I've got a lot of time to, you know, to kill with it this year, you know, over, you know, especially when winter hits, so we'll be able to really work with it more. But, you know, it, I'm going to use it every day in studio, you know, that we're on. And so you guys will see it, and we've got the camera set up, and, you know, we'll have a, we'll probably have it a little better placed where you'll see the colors a little more deeply. But, yeah, it's a fascinating device. I'm finding it to be, you know, useful here for the show.
Well, it's amazing because you could ask, you know, should I move or something like that, and assign certain colors to it. And then it would tell you.
Yeah, I think it's not like the Magic 8 Ball. I think this is, you know, you remember those? I mean,
yes.
You would do it and it would.
Yes.
I think this is a lot more tied to the true whatever is running the universe. And now, just as I said that, it turned absolutely dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the picture is really nice here on the site now, guys. Take a look at that. So, I mean, it really is just an awesome piece of equipment. I mean, and it seems when I say these things, I'm not focused on it, and it just suddenly just validates everything I just said. You know, so, I mean, it is really blue right now. I mean, this thing just, I just shot another picture. It turned a little darker, and now it's finally going white again. The minute I pay attention to it, it starts going, oh, sorry, you caught me. I'm not going to let you do that.
It seems that very dark blue that you talk about, in a way, represents a wholeness, a depth of wholeness whenever, you know, you're asking about something.
Yeah, it's, to me, I'm just struck by how, just how, appropriate the responses are when you have these innocent moments. That's the thing I think that's, and maybe that's the way to call it, that is the innocent moment, because when you're not thinking about it and it does that at the right time when there's a true emotional connection going on, that's when it does its thing, and that's the magic. So, and by the way, I just extended the show, so, because I do see callers out there, so I'm just letting you guys know we do see you out there, and I'm going to go, and it is absolutely dark blue holding. I took another shot right now, and as a matter of fact, I'll take another shot with my hand there so you guys see it. Okay. So, yeah, it's just it's appropriate for you two, since you're both into spirit so much, you know. So it's sitting there just blue, and I am watching it. Now it's turning white. The minute I look at it, it starts to get all shy on me, you know.
Well, John, thank you very, very much. This has been a real treat. I mean, very enjoyable and enlightening.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll keep this up then. And when you get yours, you know, we ought to work together on it, you know?
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Great. Thanks, John.
All right. Let me know as soon as you get it, because, I mean, I'll get on the phone with you guys, and I'll sit there and work with you on it. So, yeah. Okay?
Hey, John, check your emails when you get a chance.
Okay, will do. Okay, love
thanks.
You guys.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Tell you what, we've got 951. I've got the I got a Skype caller. I see 770. We're going to just do a quick, very quick station identification, and then we'll be right back. I'm going to grab some water. I'll tell you what, I think I'll play my new intro. Since this is an impromptu show, I'll play the new intro, the other new one I did, so you guys can hear that. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and then we'll take the next caller. So here we go. This is Soulstream, and you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio.
This is a shot
sound.
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, Christina, Missy, how about we have a little oscillation fun up in this joint?
You might not ever get rich.
There, and I'm getting into these love songs these days, guys. Kind of liking that stuff. I've really gotten into my mixing, so I'll be doing more of these kind of bumpers and things like that. Got some of my training I'm doing for voiceover work and studio work, so I'll be doing more of that commercially in the future. Oh, yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Soulstream. We have in the studio, let's see who we got here. Boat Mom is there, Carrie Whisper, Kathy's Distant Echoes, she's my queen of boots, she's keeping an eye on things. Curious Listener, great show on Blog Talk, was listening to that before this show, had to cut out of there early to get ready for this one, so I'm sorry, I really like your show. Dan Adams, co-pilot and navigator tonight, Energy Therapies was out there, I saw you on the other show, good to see you. Eye for Beauty, we got Gerber Daisy TM, hello Gerber, we love you. Let's see, Guest, 146. Guest, you are a marked person. Bye. Sorry. And let's see, we have Jeannie Marie. Good to see you, my dear. Everybody, a positive energy to Jeannie. She needs this. Big hug to her. She's a sweet, sweet lady. Let's see, we have Marcy W. Hello. Margaritaville, I'll take two. And Heavy on the Salt, thank you. We have Mona 18, Moon Tower, and Nancy Mum is here from the Bay Area of these United States out there in the West. Let's see. We have Philly Fever. Quinny is here. Satori. Hello, Satori. Saying you. Steve's on metal. Dude, you on the metal? You like rock, dude. Let's see. Tim Zuhl. And he is, everybody project good energies and employment for Tim. He is in dire need of this. So this is good for him. And make it so he can build things that are really cool and make money at it. Truth Beyond Reality, good to see you there. Yacht Man, hey, Yacht, good to see you, dude. We will be working together. I feel this very soon. I've got some thoughts here. Zeta Girl and yet another guest begging to be booted. Bye. Oh, I'm not going to do that now. Oh, they took off. They know I'm watching. Anyway, let's go ahead and take the 217 caller. I think that I might have hit that before. I did not write that down. 217, you're on Soulstream. What's your name? Where are you from?
John, that was Judith and me.
I knew I'd screwed up. Anyway, I got to write that down. I got into like my drinking my stuff and going on break, and I was like, I can write that down later. All right, so I'll put you guys back on hold. We love you. Okay. See you in a bit. Let's see. 951 remains on hold. So I'm going to bring them on. 951, we tried you once. We're going to give you one more chance. Hello. They are like the so silent guest. Isn't that amazing? Well, I mean, we will wish you the best, but I'm going to have to put you back on hold. We have this Skype caller, Excel. I think I can't read the whole name here, but I'm willing to give it a whirl. But I'm very fast on the cutoff button. Excel, you're with us here on Soulstream. What's your name and where are you from? And turn your radio down.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you
That's
doing? What's,
good.
What's your name?
My name's Art. I'm Truth Beyond Reality in this.
Hi, Art.
I'm the chat room.
Okay.
So. All right. Yeah, I was just wondering where you think my show's going and how I'm going to be coming up with my business ventures that I have coming up here.
how much energy are you putting into the show? Because I feel like it's you haven't been able to get as much time as you'd like into it.
Well, the show's actually been on hiatus for a few months here, but I've been concentrating on business lately.
The business angle, because I've never been to that show. I think I've seen you around, but I've never sat in and listened to it. I'm going to mirror kind of what I'm saying with regard to Tim. I mean, the business angles are really tough right now, especially with the economy being the way it is, and especially I don't know what state you're in, but I feel like it's really not the most business friendly environment.
No, it's not.
But what I do get the feeling is that I could offer like a real positive, thing, but I'm going to say it's tough. It's going to be tough. And there's no other way to go around it, especially for somebody that's, trying to make a living only doing this one thing. I mean, do you have like a regular day job on top of that, right?
No, I'm unemployed at the moment.
Unemployed. Are you putting any effort into multiple streams? I mean, you're trying different things. Okay, so you are working on that. I think this is basically, it sounds bad, but it's not. This goes into 2012, from probably about now until you start seeing, close to election time next year. That's where we're, I'm hearing myself. I think you got your radio on. But what I think is that you're going to run into, it will start getting better right around summer of next year for you. You got to just gut it out. I mean, there's no other word for it. It's really going to be a tough thing. If it were me, I would be kind of like what I was saying with Tim. Take what you can get, even if it's extra work, and you're putting in extra hours. That's what it's going to take to get through this, because the government environment and the government is so anti-business right now. They're crazier than hell. They're causing people to, take a double long look at what their aims are in this administration, which I just shake my head going, what are they thinking?
Me too.
This is the backbone of this friggin' country. Ease up on these guys. They're trying to carry the load. So I just think that they will improve once we see some balance come back to Washington. And they're going to get their butts kicked up there. There's no doubt. And it won't be just one party. It'll be both. I think you're going to see a wholesale revolution in Congress and the presidency, with regard to the voter anger at this. As a matter of fact, the unit just turned absolutely blue. So that says, high spirit. So I just took a shot. You guys take a look there. So it turned blue just as we were saying that. So I would say, you're looking at August, September next year. This is how long it's going to be. So keep at it. Don't give up. That's the big thing. Don't give up. Keep at it. I would do if it were me, I would be doing part-time work in some kind of, take whatever you get and then be working on the business and keep developing it, because the people who survive this, this is kind of like winter, when the winter time hits and, plants are all going through their dormant period and they're really working on growing themselves, and then when the spring does hit, boom, they come out, and they're ready to grow because they've been sitting there marshaling all that energy, just doing what they do. And when the environment is right, then they bloom. And that's what happened. I mean, the economy heated up so bad. There was so much growth and so much going on that the roots of what our country was and what our energy was as individuals and businesses couldn't support what we were doing. So this is sort of a natural reaction and a balancing going on. The government is making it worse by adding stimulus and doing things that are kind of really dumb, because that's all they seem to excel in is dumb. But they're trying to stave it off. And the worst thing they could be doing is interfering with it. Let the process roll. I think you can make it work. It's just going to take real dedication. Now, the thing that you're doing with your online presence with the show, what exactly is your show about?
Okay, Truth Be Honored, basically it's same type of format as what you have right now. So basically about manifesting your own reality.
Then what could be a better testament than to take what you're doing and then follow what you follow the process yourself and go for it? You know, if you can take this and make it work and go through this and you come out the other side with a better understanding of yourself and, you know, and use that to build a business off of, you know, and then have something you can show for it. I get the feeling of book with you. I mean, I really do, that you've got the guts to make this work. I mean, you're not anywhere near giving up. I mean, you've had the feeling, I think, a few times, but I don't think that it's, I don't think you're going to be in the position to just walk away from it. You can't.
No.
This is a do or die thing, and you're not about to walk away. Now it just turned absolutely green. So money. Money coming to your way. It just turned green. I mean, here's the proof in the pudding on the website. You strike me as pretty adaptable. So, you know, you could do the show where you can bring the world to you. That's another thing. I mean, I really specialize here because, I mean, you know, on this show, look at how much we have. The world comes to me. I mean, it's really kind of neat. I'm able to bring all these folks in and connect people. And here's an opportunity, you know, in the same kind of thing that you're doing. You have the opportunity to be able to affect lots of people. And not only that, that has that potential of bringing in income for you and by connections with people who are able to connect you to potential work and employment. Like, I'm doing the recording work, you know, because I have this radio voice. And so, yeah. I mean, I can capitalize on that. You have similar natural tendencies that are talents that you can take advantage of. So the thing is to explore yourself and find out what do you really excel at, what are you good at, and then carry on with that. This isn't so much as a psychic reading as it is a realistic business appraisal.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what you need right now more than a psychic thing. It's looking within and saying what can I do to, you know, that makes me really excited, and then I can take that and bring that to the world. You know, and so like the voiceover for me is a big thing for me. Writing the books is the big thing for me. Doing the mediumship, you know, I went and got my certification. I did that, you know, and I talk to dead people, and they're the best people ever, and they're cool.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, but you hear how I sound when I'm talking about that? There's that thing in my voice that I'm just like really pumped. That's what you need. You know, look within inside and find out what pumps you up, man. And when you can do that, and then you can take it to other people, and you're out there showing, you know, yeah, you got excitement. They're going to look at you and go, I want to hang out with him. He's more fun, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, you know. And when you can do that, now here it is. It turned absolutely orange, which is high thought process. So there it is, guys. Reload there. So I mean, it's just that way, you know. When you can excite people, and then do quality work and do the things that you do best. I mean, wow. I mean, I'm even looking at, you know, despite the fact, you know, I've been in programming, 35 years now, and I'm kind of coming to the end of it. I'm relearning my craft right now. I'm doing a serious reassessment of data structures, the state of the art of computing, you know, von Neumann engines, all the different parts of what make computers work, neural net programming, all that. I'm reexamining the whole business because I'm looking at what do I want to do when I retire with regard to this piece of it? You know, do I want to do consulting? If I do, do I want to do something that I know real well, but it's the same thing I always did, or do I want to do something that I really think is neat? And I'm gravitating more to take advantage of everything I learned before, but try something I've never tried before and get in way over my head, and then I'll be having a great time. So, I mean, that's the dreaming process. You know,
yeah.
That's what makes you look inside. You know, you can go to all these government agencies, that, you know, the Small Business Administration, and they'll tell you tiredly, you know, you got to do this program and that program. But when it comes down to it, a small business person is a self-starter. You know, they've got something deep inside them that motivates them, and it's just it's an inner drive, you know. And when you can do lots of things and do a lot of it, and you're going to make mistakes, and you keep getting back up, and you won't go away. Look out, because you're going to succeed. And that's how people become wealthy.
Yeah.
Even those
Some say that wealth is, oh, they're evil because they have wealth and they haven't shared it with those who have not. Ew, yes, oh, how droll. Hmm. Anyway, sorry, you're hearing my political police, but I mean, yeah, you want to make money. You want to be able to do the things you like. You want to take the people you love and do things for them and for yourself. And I have real strong feelings about this. You know, so the entitlement society is done. You know, it's going to go to the entrepreneurs next who have to come back and rebuild off of the big debt we all have.
I totally agree.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I think you've got it. Be prepared for lean times, and not only for you, but everybody listening here. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here on this ranch, and we've done all sorts of work getting ready, you know, with gardens. We're renewing all our systems right now. We're spending money. You know, and it's tough to do because I'd like to save more, but I'm having to renew all our irrigation systems, get the orchards back online, make sure we've got food coming in case something happens, a big interruption in the food supply. Seeds not from Monsanto, but real
seeds.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, that we're actually doing and taking steps in. We're an active, you know, active engaged household really looking at this. Now, does that mean, I've got some big conspiracy theory going and they're trying to take us over from within? No, I'm just looking at the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, the economy is in a free fall and you gotta kind of be on your own. You know, you can't expect the government to do everything for you because they can't. And it's already well evident. You know, Obama's out partying, you know, and, ooh, yes, I'm over sitting here in Martha's Vineyard. You know, ew, wonderful to see you all. I mean, he's, you know. Nice guy, you know, but, you know, he needs to step up, and he's off on vacation, so I just had this little thing. But I really do think I will give him this. Says he's got a plan. I'll be fair. I'd like to listen to it. I hope it's a good one. Really, I do, because he needs to meet in the middle, you know. So, anyway, I'm going on and on about it, but you really do have a shot. Just if I were you, I'd get back on that radio show and start connecting people. Really, I mean, just get in there. You may not have the energy, you know, you may find it difficult, but once you start pedaling and you get this thing moving, it seems like the first step is the hardest, but once you get it moving, it'll start getting easier. You know,
yeah.
It's just going to be a process. Okay?
Okay.
I hope I bucked you up a little bit, but be ready, man. This is going to be one kick-ass ride for the next year. 2012 is going to be something none of us are ever going to forget.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
So. All right.
All
right. Sounds good.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. I mean, the things that you're doing on that show, I'd be glad to have you come on in my show, and we could talk about stuff you're doing.
Okay, that'd be cool.
So, if you want to do that, you got Facebook?
Yeah.
All right. Tell you what. Well, you know, I'll look at my calendar, and you can Facebook me. Just go out on my Soulstream page, or just hit John Almato off of Facebook. Connect to me, and we'll set up a time.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
okay, man.
Sounds good.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see ya. Nice guy. You know, that's what I like. I like people who are go getters. You know, one of the things I took in school, not so much school, actually it was work. Sorry, I jumped ahead there. But I took leadership training in my current workplace. I was back in 2002, I took a leadership training course, and boy, what an experience. That really taught me the first, I've learned a lot in there about myself as a person and what I was good at and what I wasn't. I found out I would never be a good manager. Because I'm too much of a people person, and I would look at people get throwing me a line of BS, and I'd tell them that. And I just don't have that ability to filter. As a medium, it's like, how can I manage people when I look at somebody who's full of crap and I have to tell them that they're full of crap? I mean, I just could. I would be in front of HR so quick my head would spin. But I mean, it's just. Oh, look at that! It turned absolutely green. Here we go. Okay, I just tucked a shot of that. But it's just so neat to be able to, when I took the leadership training, the one thing that really resonated with me because I am a leader, but I'm not the kind that's going to be management material in a corporation, you know. But what I did learn in the very first slide of our class was leadership is about the future. People who think in terms of the future are the people who guide reality. You know, they look at the future and they can see what's coming and they work towards that. It doesn't mean they live in it, because they have to live in the here and now, but what they do is they prepare for the future. They see things coming and then they act on that. And that's where their mindset is. And an awful lot of mediums I've met and psychics tend to live, guess where? In the future. They're not caught up in the past. They're not caught up in negative thinking or things that have happened that they can do nothing about. They're really looking at where they're going as, you know, individuals and for the people they care about. And they do that. And you'll find, I think, it's not surprising. I really think that more than a few of our leadership are very mediumistic and psychic, especially the really good ones who really listen, have those capabilities. They have those gifts of insight. And for those ones that are truly honestly trying to lead us well, those are the ones I put my stock in. Those are the ones I think that really have our best interests at heart, you know, because they're worried about us and they're worried about the future. And those are the ones that you really should pay attention to. They're few and far between. You know, a lot of them are motivated by money and that's all, and greed. But there are those few who are spiritual people. So anyway, we have a 770 caller. It's 1056 here on the West Coast. The unit is an absolute white right now, so that's a good sign. We'll see what happens. 770, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this would be a Southeast Georgian girl, Jeannie Marie.
Jeannie Marie?
Yes,
well,
Jeannie Marie.
You're Southeast Georgia? Here,
yeah, Southeast. I'm Southeast in Georgia.
Listen,
first of all, I've got notes on an envelope because this is very much out of my comfort zone, okay? And you know that. First of all, don't tell me that I'm full of crap. You just said, I don't see myself telling people, you know, that they're full of crap. Don't tell me that, okay?
I do tell people they're full of crap.
I know. But if you do, tell me in a nice way.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a supporter, John. I'm not a leader. Darling, this is all about work. I just feel like there's this cloud over me. And I need to know how I need to combat the forces that are against me, coming against me as far as work. I am really, I'm being patient, and I am qualified for working. And I'm trying several different avenues for a career. I'm not limiting myself. I mean, I'm going from nursing to independent household care, lunchroom worker, repossession companies, packing books, office reception, cake decorating. I am degreed in business and computer science.
Okay, so you've gone the full gamut of pretty much every job known to mankind. In how long?
I've been going for a year and a half. And my problem is that I have a heart, and I end up working for people that I know, usually in their home assisting them, and I end up compromising my fees for my heart and my compassion that I have for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know how to combat that. And I am open to anything you have to tell me. And you know that.
You're unhappy, and you're playing the same script over and over again. Based on what
I want
I'm hearing.
A great color on this little color mind thing, you know. And
it's staying under even white, but I mean, we're probably going to get into some areas that are going to make you a little uncomfortable. But I mean,
thanks a bunch.
You're a good friend of mine, so I feel like I can open to you. And here we are on air with all these
and
ears.
And wealth
listening.
Is not a big thing for me.
50 billion pairs of ears across the galaxy.
Oh, thanks. I do want to make a living and be able to support myself. You know the situation that I'm in.
Yeah.
As far as home and everything, and age.
Well,
I'm open to anything that you might have sensed or, you know, want to tell me as to what I need.
First things first, you know, there's the human beings can manifest the reality they want if they are connecting at a particular level without any roadblocks in their way. And it's when we take our minds and we put the roadblocks in our mindsets, then we begin limiting our options, and that starts defining our reality to the point where we're in a little box. And one of the things I heard you say that was right off the bat was this such and such was against me. And you've got a wall up already because there's something that you think is like an outside force that's coming up against you.
I really don't care if I make money, but I need money.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this. I mean, you said that, and you said there was this thing that was against you. And the deal is it's like, I mean, I've got things that I know. I'll give you a for instance. I've got somebody in my workplace who is very, very opinionated. We'll put it that way. And if I took to heart everything that they said about me, even though they can be a bit direct in their mode of speaking, I would fold up like a leaf and blow away in the wind. Well, I decided in response to some of this that it was better for me just to continue holding myself in high esteem and not letting their emotion of the moment color my reality. To me, they weren't worth that. Me being made to feel bad for a moment's respite on their part while, you know, they feel good about themselves for squashing me. And, I mean, I admit it pissed me off, you know, but what I looked at it was like, wait a minute. Number one, did I deserve it? And I did some, you know, serious analysis, and I went out and said, yeah, partially, but it wasn't all my fault there. So as a leader, they had no right to do that. They shouldn't have done it, and that reflects on their leadership. But at the same time, and it just turned an absolute cyan color, so I'll just go ahead and reload. There it is. So what I'm saying is I'm basically in control of myself, and I'm not letting a moment's perception color my reality to make it that I've got this adversary, and he or she doesn't like me, and they're making it, you know. I'm not going from that. Now, I'm not going to say that's the exact same thing going on with you, but it's darn close, because what you're doing is you're saying all these things are stacking up, and in your mind, all these things are turning into a big ball of failure, and you're trying to find your purpose where you're at right now. That's everything that I've heard you say, is this purpose thing going on. And the deal is, you know, hats off to you for, number one, for doing it, because it takes big guts to go out there and do what you're doing. You know, that's a gutsy move. You're off trying things. You're learning what doesn't work. And, you know, you're doing it the Thomas Edison way. You know, you're going out and you're finding all these things that don't work. Happily, there are ways to approach this which are a little more informed before you have to run through the entire list of jobs. Because, I mean, number one, I mean, I'm just going to ask you the most basic question. What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? I like to assist and serve people. I want to be a supporter. I don't need to be a leader. I want to make you look good. And I'm not saying you, but I want to say whoever I employed by, I want to be a pillar for them. Doing all that
stuff that's
important that they don't like to do but needs to be done.
Okay, so you like that security. And, you know, I mean, this is good.
I don't need any notoriety, that's for sure.
Okay, it just turned absolutely purple. So I'm going to reload the page. And I hit the wrong button. I just reloaded
honey.
The chat room. Okay.
Oh, I call them honey and sweetie. I call everybody that, even my dear waitresses. But I need you to guide me where I'm going wrong.
Okay, you, number one, when you said that, that came from the heart, and it's still purple. I mean, this thing now it's just starting to turn white again.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's from the heart. You really do feel that way inside, and that's good because some people are meant for that. A life of service is a very viable thing. There are people who live their lives with anonymity, and they're happy as clams, and they go off and do their thing, and they get that's their spiritual thing. That's what they were here for. You know, and that appears to be in your case. However, this thing that you're running through with getting to know these people personally, you know, in their homes and connecting, and then you're finding out that the connection is a little more intense, or you're being taken advantage of, or, you know, all the other traps that go with that. That's the problem. I mean, you're running into. It's like I work for a really great guy. Do I want to hang out with him every day at his home? I don't think so. I mean, he's really, you know, I mean, he's one of the best bosses I've ever had, but would I want to be in his house all the time? He wouldn't want me there. I mean, we'd get on each other's nerves after a while. I mean, it would drive me batty, and he would be still in the same way. But what I, you know, but as a work relationship, kept at that level with the, those certain understandings in place, it works great, and it is really purple, this thing. So, oh, it just lightened up just as I did it. Anyway, I mean,
sound like
I'm
a
just
rainbow
saying,
of color.
Yeah, well, what it is no, you're hitting on your very core spiritual principles. You know, you say life of service. Believe it or not, you're actually leading from behind, and you're that sense of feeling you get from it, the accomplishment, they're off taking all the risk. You're providing the real stability and structure of the business, which is really meat and potatoes business is run by the lieutenants of the world. You know, the leadership comes and goes. The people who really make things happen for the U.S. government are the career people, the ones who are there doing the day in, day out grunge work, making things happen. You know, and that's what you are doing. I mean, you're talking about the same sort of thing. It's I just think that the personal connections are probably a little too deep. If it, just my two cent observation, just listening to you. And the other thing is not really looking at making a list of the things that really you would really like to do, and follow that. And the other thing is, you're doing it kind of the hard way through personal connections. Have you tried any of the temp placement agencies just as a menu item only? And I'm talking about it in this way because let them do all the work to find you this stuff, and then you go from place to place and try things out just for fun.
Yes.
You've done that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I keep a notebook of all the temp agencies that I have applied through and everything. So I'm looking to you for something that, some psychic thing that I am missing because I have myself in the way.
Okay, so are the last few places that you got to, did they put you in the, they put you in these, or did you get them through your own?
Got them through my own.
Okay, kind of stop doing that. Go back to the way it was before, and then keep the business relationship business. The business of business is business. You know, you're there to serve a purpose, and then you go home, and then you have your life, right? I mean, you know.
Supposed to. But
you're supposed to. There's, you know, again, I mean, the psychic thing I was telling you is this connection to these people, and you're getting too close. And it's a business thing. I mean, you can be nice. You can have some friendship with them, you know, and it's a wonderful thing. I mean, my boss and I have a certain friendship, but I know the line, and so does he, you know, and we keep it at that. And it's well understood, and we understand it. When I quit working, you know, for the company, I could have a personal friendship with them, and it would be great. But not while I'm doing business, you know. It's just the way it is. I don't understand quite all the answers why it is that way, but that is the way it is. And I just sense with you, you've got such a big heart. You connect to people really quickly, and you got all this love to give, and you really want to give, but you're giving too much, and you got to pull back a little bit, and then know when to break it off and go take care of you, because you know that's the other half of this coin is, you know, the sense I get of it is you're really kind of feeling that I won't say desperation, but you're feeling this need to push outside yourself. And you really probably need some time to be within yourself and get to know yourself. And this is a question that, I mean, I see a lot in my work is with people is, do you like yourself? You know, I mean, do you really, when you go off by yourself, do you like yourself? Now, I'm not going to ask you that on air. You've got to make that judgment for yourself. Do you
I'll
like
tell
yourself?
You, yeah, I love myself. I really
you
do
really,
like
you really
who
love
I am.
Yourself.
I
okay,
love
then you're,
who I
then
am.
You're in good shape. Okay, then the question is, are you getting enough time, personal time for yourself that you can take care of the things you need to do for your happiness?
Yes, but I'm reading this chat room, too. Yes. I'm
don't
doing
worry
what
about
I
it.
Can do. I can, I'm doing what I can do, that I know to do.
Boy, what energy therapy is this saying in the chat room? I saw that. And I went, what? Say what? I'm watching that chat room now. I think maybe I'll give Kathy the boot button and ask. I'll pay her money to do boots. I don't know. I mean, anyway.
You know
why
I haven't called?
Yeah.
I'm looking to you to tell me something that I am just really missing the boat on.
I told you. you're getting too close. You're getting too close to these. You, this tonight was not so much mediumship night or psychic night as it is experience night. You know, I mean, I'm really not operating. I mean, I'm connected to spirit right now. I mean, I'm stuff is happening here. I have some spirits here in the building with me right now, but they're not connecting to me that way. It's, you know, I'm being given the chance to use my experiences in business and years of doing what I do to give you an honest opinion. And you're, mm-hmm. it's not so much psychic. I'm telling you. I mean, I know this part of where I'm coming from. You've got the whole thing with the connection probably a little too close. And when you let go of that, and this thing just turned absolutely orange. God, I'm going to lose it before it gets there. There it goes. So there it is. But I mean, it's that way. I mean, you know, when you can keep the separation between what you do professionally versus personally at the proper balance, then things start to even out. You know, it's like when I come home from work, I mean, I could carry all the troubles of all the crazy stuff I see. I mean, I work in, you know, computer programming, and I work with, you know, engineering types, and I work with some real business types. And let me tell you, I mean, I see attitudes that sometimes I just want to run out and scream. I mean, I do. I mean, I want to walk out of there and just go, what are they thinking? But do I bring that home with me? No. The minute I come out, I've got bigger problems for fish to fry here. And not only that, it keeps my mental health stable because I can let it go and come back from that. Now, you've walked through all these careers. I don't think you have so much a problem even holding the jobs. It's just you seem to get bored with it, and it seems to not fit. And that's what
you haven't found any, darling.
Have you found any of the? I mean, you said you've worked for 10
other than house sitting. You know, other than companion sitting with some people that need assistance. But I'm trying all kinds of things. I would love for you to say, girl, you need to check out babysitting or, you know, just some, you know, thing that comes to your brain. I don't know.
Have you, I just think that, I really think that you could expand your horizons by trying some things you've never thought to do. You know, go beyond just the notion of service work. Try something that's going to stretch that your abilities out a bit, and meet halfway in the middle with it. Because if you're just focusing on that work, that's work that's not going to be all that great. And not only that, it's just I don't know. I've watched too many budget cuts happening all over. You know, hospitals are doing that. There's all sorts of agencies that are, you know, cutting people to the bone. And it's going to be, again, here we go, entrepreneurship, you know, people making it on their own and helping in their own way each other outside of what the normal economy is. I mean, I'm seeing realistic articles that are saying right now that, you know, college is almost a waste of time because the upper class jobs are so oversaturated that, you know, and I'm kind of shooting my own point in the foot here, but there's a reason for it. The higher class jobs, you know, I mean, I went to school for 8 years, night school, got my, you know, bachelor's in computer science, and got that. And, you know, I was immediately placed into a really great position in where I work, you know, and taken out of kind of this other spot where it wasn't so up there in your face. And now it comes to find out, I mean, you know, things are changing and you have to be willing to adapt. And so, I mean, I'm being asked to look into some possibilities that, you know, maybe I wouldn't have chosen right off the bat, but I'm looking at it from a perspective of I'm cool with that because, you know, I understand the situation. But in your case, I mean, I just kind of feel like you've got it really in a narrow box and you're not expanding your horizons with trying other possibilities that you didn't consider. You're looking at the service position as the service position. There's more beyond service. You know, you might be able to do something with helping people, you know, in a computer sense, you know, going out and doing computer tutoring or doing something with being out in the field with people, doing something that you literally are putting your taking risks, which I hear the safe thing with you real loud and clear. But sometimes
you hit that right on the money.
Yeah. You want the safety. The trouble with safety is, and, you know, it's funny. I'm rereading Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb, and I'm doing again. I was saying to you guys earlier, I'm rereading a lot of my childhood stuff, a lot of my early college history from my first degree programs and the stuff I went through. I'm reexamining all the sciences and different things I got into because they've changed. And my perspective as a human being has changed. And now I'm looking at it and saying, what fits now? What will I do with all this information? And what can I do differently? What inspires me at age 52 versus where I was 10, 20 years ago? You know, who am I? And I got to ask myself these questions. And I do this every so often. I mean, I literally do a complete inventory of myself and say, what do I want from life now? And I really think that kind of fits with you. What I do find is that when I'm not in the comfort zone, it's like, I'll be honest with you, when I get onto this radio show, if I go to do a show, especially an impromptu show with no plan, I'm terrified. I mean, I literally come in here and I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to get out there and put myself out there. But I face my fear and stand on it and use it to propel me. And then I have a great show. And I have jitters when I go to come on. But I use that to, because that's a face, I face that and then I use that energy to my advantage. With you, the safety is getting in your way. It's the taking risks that matters. And I just turned absolutely deep purple when I said that. So that's kind of a confirmation, and I just reloaded. So, I mean, you need to take risks, my dear. That is the psychic part, by the way. Your guides are letting you know.
And I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you get to another caller because you know already I'm sweating real bad.
Actually, I have no other callers. So you just try. You know, I've got 13 minutes left, but I will be honest. I mean, it really, hon. I mean, it's the world isn't a safe place. There is no such thing as safety. Safety is a total illusion. I have found repeatedly that people who think they're in a safe position are often in the most dangerous place because they don't understand that.
I did walk away from a very safe place. I had been, you know, there was a reason and I did walk away from something that was safe.
Yeah, if safety is great, but the problem is that safety generally finds itself in a very low energy environment. For example, if you take a stable chemical structure like water, hydrogen, two oxygen atoms, there's some isotopes. I mean, you look at that water. Really, I mean, water is a really neat substance, but it really doesn't do much. You know, it's only when you take some energy and put it into it that you can split it and turn it into more explosive materials like oxygen and hydrogen. And then apply a spark to it, and then it does things. And it becomes volatile. It becomes dangerous, you know, and that there's something in there that, you know, liberates energy. And that's how it is with people and careers. I mean, when you put people in different situations and you're splitting them away from what's comfortable and they're in this dangerous position, suddenly they're reaching into the pile of experiences they have in a way they never thought to do, and they become a new person. And that's where you're at. You're not putting yourself in genie's world of being the new genie. You're still holding on to the old genie. And you can never be the old genie because the genie is always changing. You get it in your mind that this genie that you hold on to is this one thing.
Did that lamp change again?
And it can never quit changing because we all change. You know, I literally never realized I would look up one day and look at computing and go, I'm getting bored with this. And I did. I mean, I hit that point this year, and I went, I'm bored. I'm bored technically. What am I missing out on? Okay, I'll go learn Java. Okay, that's cool. I'm having a great time. You know, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm being honest with myself, and I'm in a really uncomfortable place. I'm having to learn object-oriented programming. I'm like, my brains are turning to mush on this, and I'm like hating it in some places. But, I'm growing, and growing is pain, and it's not easy, and it's not fun sometimes. But when you get to the end of it, and you look up and you got a new capability and suddenly you're understanding, you know, new ways of being. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Because your subconscious comes along and goes, starts to make sense of the whole thing. And the next thing you know, wham, you know, you're like, you're Mr. Expert. So, I mean, it's that's what you need. You need to be shaken up and get your butt kicked, you know, and you're going to fail. And guess what? Join the rest of us. because it's going to happen. Absolutely. I mean, I think I've heard that before. Yeah, well, you'll probably hear it again and again. But, you know, yeah, the neat thing is if you can find people who will support you while you're out there failing, you know, and you can learn from it. I made a mistake. I'll be honest with you guys. I made a mistake this week that was so bad. I mean, I totally flubbed it, and I got a guy really pissed off because, I mean, I had it the best of intentions to finish this task. And I had it on the paper, and the paper disappeared. I lost track of it. It didn't go to the official system it was supposed to, and this guy escalated to my big, big manager. And next thing I know, I was getting chewed out. Everything was going to hell in a handbasket, and my boss calls me and says, "What happened?" And I look at him and says, "I'm not gonna lie. I had this. This is what I did. Here's what I did, and I screwed up. I flat got overwhelmed by all the stuff you were throwing at me the last minute, and I lost it under the bus, and I'm sorry." And I said, "I'll take whatever punishment I have coming." And he looked at me and he goes, "That's honest. I can get behind that. You didn't try to run away from it. You faced it." He says, "Don't let it happen again. Put everything in the tracking system and we'll let it go." I went, "Great." And that was all I needed to have happen. But it was some pain, you know. And I was harder on myself than he was on me. You know, so I mean, that's the deal. I mean, when you're in an uncomfortable place, you're going to flub. You know, get used to it. You know, and be honest with people when you do make mistakes, because it's going to happen.
So way back in the beginning, you could tell me I was my own force against myself, and
you,
I could have let someone call
be,
in.
Yeah, you continue to be, and we all do. You know, there's areas that I have that I could look at and say honestly that I'm still knocking myself out. You know, there's places I could really improve on. All of us have this. You are not alone in this venture. You know, it's just in your particular case, the safety thing is such a big thing with you. If I will say this from a metaphysical perspective with you, just reading you. There's a deep event that happened in a past life that if you did past life regression, I really feel that your past life, either this one or the one before, you know, the last one or the one before that, is where this comes from. And it may be something that will, if you did have this done, that someone, you know, would be able to guide you to that and help you come to understand why this thing is in your life so strongly. Because this is not from this life. I don't see this being this life thing. This has been with you the way you've been from birth. So this is how you've been. And I'm getting a deep purple here. And I just took a shot. Very deep purple. So that, I mean, that's a spiritual truth. You're getting a confirmation here. I mean, this is really where it's at with you. But you can still, even without the understanding of why, if you just acknowledge that it is, right now,
oh,
that's a good start. Yeah. So then work with that. Put yourself out on a limb. Go out on the limb to get to the fruit of the tree. If you don't remember anything else of this night, remember that. Go out on
the limb.
Well,
I want a new
fruit
then.
Well, go find something that you've never tried and be willing to go out and take a risk. And I would challenge you. I think that you could be an excellent leader. Because
I would rather
have
be a pillar of support.
That's what we would all like. I mean, I have had to step in and take leadership positions repeatedly with groups where I walk in and I'm the natural leader. And I'll come in and I'll, you know, people are wandering around and finally I'll go, okay, I've got to deal with it. And I come in and round them all up and start doing my thing. And, you know, people come up to me and go, wow, you're really natural at that. And I feel like, well, not so much, but. You know, and it's easy to criticize the guy who makes the decisions, you know, and yeah, you'll make mistakes. But, you know, other people, other leaders who see that will come up to you later and go, that was pretty good what you did. And then, you know, talk amongst yourselves. And that's how it works, you know, and other people who are really good followers. And that's the neat thing, too. You know, being a follower isn't a bad thing. You know, the people who do the following are generally, they have a particular purpose in life that they do that, and they gravitate around these people, and there's loyalties, and there's all the different intricacies of relationships, but more, you know, from a very macroscopic level, the followers make the world go around, and the leadership with a light hand, especially really good leadership who just picks the reins up and just gives a light tug, You know, you don't come in and go, you go here, you go there. If you come in and just say, just give a casual observation, well, you know, maybe if we applied our resources over there, and then let them offer the best of what they have to get you from A to B, and you're just kind of pointing, that's leadership. You know, that's the ability to lead people. But I really think that from a psychic perspective, if you were to get past this thing of the safety, I think you could be an exceptional leader. I really feel that in you, because if you can get past this one point, I see you being in front of lots of people, doing something amazing. So
I'm sweating more now then.
That's a good sign. That means that you're uncomfortable, and you've got to be uncomfortable to grow. Sorry. Take a look at your garden and tell me the plants are comfortable and they're growing. They're busting their butts to get to the sun. What's the difference between us and those plants?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? We are coming to the end of the show. I hope that helps, my dear. You didn't keep me. You needed this.
Yeah.
And you're a dear friend, so I was glad to.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. We love you.
All right. Night.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, you stay with me through this. I mean, I know it wasn't the most mediumistic of shows, but we have some pretty deep spiritual concepts going on here. Let's see. What do we got going on? Things are kind of lightening up here. A nice impromptu show. I enjoyed myself tonight very much. We got all our good friends out there, Yachtman, Truth Beyond. I'm going to go reverse here. Yachtman, Truth Beyond Reality, who's going to be on the show? We've been talking. Quinny, my dear. Hello, my dear. I'm going to get out there. I will drive the Mustang out, and I'll stop and see you guys. We got Margaritaville, Marcy W. Jeannie is out there with her rose. I got the guests. Oh, you guys go ahead. You want to sit there and play your little game. I'll let you sit there and guests. Play. Let's see. Gerber Daisy TM. We got Energy Therapies, Daniel Adam. Curious Listener, 1414. What happened to the other front, 1413? That's amazing to me. And let's see, we've got Kathy's Distant Echoes. I couldn't resist it. I had to kick him. Anyway, and Carrie Whisper. And then there's that guy, that GRI Soulstream guy that's hanging out. So anyway, I am going to, let's see. I see we got a new caller at 217, but I've got not enough time to take that call. So what we're going to do is tomorrow night I'm going to be on. Saturday night show will not happen because I'm going to a party with a good friend of mine. And so tomorrow night we'll be doing a show at 9:30, same time. We'll do 2 hours. We will do mediumship only. So it's going to be me talking to dead people, and maybe we might even do an EVP or two. So we'll do that. Anyway, I am going to go ahead and start shutting this down. What a neat night it was. And glad you guys liked the webcam. I'm going to dress up the site a little bit. We'll do a little more polished look and feel to it. I just want to get the basics down and get the engineering done, and it's starting to look like it's turned into something here. So we will do that. And I'm dragging that URL up there, close down. So we'll leave it on that with that purple color. Isn't that cool? Let's see, talking to dead people. Hey, I talk to dead people. They're all dead, you know. And they're laying around just going, oh, I want to talk to a lot of people. You know, they're going to really kick my ass tonight when I go to dream. So anyway, guys, see you tomorrow, 11:28, 31 seconds. Let's go ahead and find something really good to play. I think we need to play some good music. I'll hit some Danger Zone first.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. That Ghost Rider, Air Pilgrim.